Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Hi, this is Michael Palermo. In this episode, we're going to discuss how you can create a Windows Store app, not with Visual Studio, but we're going to show you how you can do it with Blend. So the easiest way to get started with Blend, in my opinion, Windows key S and Windows 8.1 takes us to the search everywhere, and I'll type B-L-E-N-D, and there it is, Blend for Visual Studio 2013. So it opens the Blend product. It says, would you like to open a new project or open an existing one? I'm going to say new project. And what you'll find here is if you've had experience with Visual Studio 2013, you'll recognize that these are the different template types. So I will choose the Hub app, and I will call this Dev Radio Hub and say OK. And notice, by the way, that I could, if I wanted to, choose a different type of versioning here. I'm going to keep it at 8.1 and say OK. This is now opening up that template type, much like it did. In fact, it's creating an exact project that could be opened in Visual Studio. But now I'm getting a more visual view. So if I were to scroll across, what I could see here, in fact, if I bring this in just like so, it's giving me a more design view of the project, something that a designer, someone who's really interested in the styling of this app, could work with. And over on the side, we have what's called the Live DOM, the Document Object Model, so that as we're selecting things here on the screen, it drills down also so you can know where it is in the hierarchy of the DOM itself. It has an area where I can also see that whatever I'm selecting here in terms of content, it takes me to that in the HTML, and it also gives me a perspective of what the style sheets look like. So what I really like about this is the ability to interact with this design view, and one way you could do that is through Control-Alt-I. Control-Alt-I is a way to actually run this as if you're in the project itself, and I could scroll across, and it's like I'm actually using this project right now. If I select something, I can go back, but it's giving me that as if I'm running the project, and I'm actually not running it. It's just called interactive mode, so I can see everything that I'm doing while I'm designing. Now I'm going to hit Control-Alt-I again. It's going to take me back to this view, and I'm going to do something I did in a previous episode. I'm going to go into the JavaScript file right in here, the data file. Just scroll down and change the dark gray to point to an image that's not sitting right here. You know, like these data images are just gray images. So I'm going to change this to aka.ms/ DR81 and make that change. Now you'll notice I didn't get IntelliSense in here. So one of the advantages of Visual Studio is you get IntelliSense in code, but in here I get some of the colors, but I'm not going to get that IntelliSense. We'll go back over to default HTML, go to Control-Alt-I. Says, hey, you made a change. All right, do you want me to refresh? And I'll say, remember my choice, and yes, please do a refresh. And now as I scroll across, you could see that that change that I put in is in there, which is great. But let me show you something else you can do. If I start to drill into this content, let's say I'm clicking, and it's kind of just drilling down the hierarchy, down to this very area where I have it styled. And I say, you know what, I'm going to go over to the CSS properties, click that, and say, I want to modify that style, but I want to do it not in code. I just want to do it visually. Notice here that now that I have that selected, as I bring this in, it affects everything that has that particular style. This is such an easy way for anyone who is a designer to really interact with this so that they can see it immediately, visually. It's a great way. And of course, I'm just scratching the surface here with what you can do, but the main objective is use this when you want to have the styles and the interaction with the content itself and how it's going to look. But wait, there's more. I could right-click this solution and say, you know, I do want IntelliSense right now. Let's edit this thing in Visual Studio. And it's going to open up Visual Studio to that particular project. And now I can go back into that JavaScript page. And voila, I have IntelliSense. I can start to do things in here. And when I'm done, I can go right back over here. Any of the changes I make in either one of the tools are instantaneous, and there's no conflict. So as you just noticed, it's pretty simple to also get started with Blend to do app development for Windows Store applications. So if you are a designer or you like to do the style aspects of the app, that's going to be the tool for you. And if you need to have the benefits of Visual Studio 2013, then you can easily use that project, and they're transferable to both tools. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.